Welcome to Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community Radio Show. I'm Julie Ellenbecker, president of Ellenbecker Investment Group. EIG is committed to bringing awareness to organizations in our community. This show highlights local and surrounding area nonprofits to help listeners learn how they can have an impact in our community and is for educational purposes only. We believe that helping the community is always positive and recognize the importance of providing a voice. Every organization highlighted is a qualified 501c3. The opinions and missions expressed on MPC do not necessarily reflect the opinions of Ellenbecker Investment Group employees and leaders. Please enjoy today's show.
Welcome. This is EIG, Milwaukee's philanthropic community, with your host, Jill Economo, on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us today for Milwaukee's philanthropic community, where we highlight people and organizations who are doing great things and making a big impact in our community. I'm your host, Jill Economo, Director of Community Relations at Ellenbecker Investment Group. And today, our topic of discussion is around education, not necessarily around traditional education, but more around virtues and character strengths that lend themselves beautifully to a successful educational journey in the traditional sense. The virtues or character strengths I'm talking about are things like compassion and empathy, resilience, and how those show themselves with regard to emotional support. Research shows that building empathy and resilience in children is crucial for their overall well-being, as it fosters stronger relationships, enhances problem-solving skills, and promotes positive mental health, ultimately leading to greater success and happiness in life. They also say that resilience and empathy are closely intertwined. Building resilience helps individuals develop the strength and the emotional capacity to empathize with others, while empathy enhances resilience by fostering a sense of connection and support from others. Research also shows that the single most common factor in how children overcome adversity and become more resilient, empathetic, loving, and compassionate is by the presence of at least one loving, consistent, and supportive adult. It's often a parent, but it can also be a grandmother, a godparent, a coach, a teacher, a neighbor, or a counselor. My guests today are going to talk more about this topic as it relates to the people they serve, in addition to how it serves the community. So welcome to the show today, Carol Flannery from Lutheran Counseling and Family Services of Wisconsin, Sean Loring from Lumen Schools, and as an added bonus, we have Karen Ellenbecker joining us today as well to give us some insight on her involvement with our topic of conversation. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you, Jill and Karen, for letting us come on today and share the mission of Lutheran Counseling and Family Services of Wisconsin.
You are certainly welcome. So, Carol, let's start with you. I understand that LCFS has been serving the community for 129 years. Can you share a bit about the agency's history and what inspired the founding of the clinic and how your mission has evolved over time?
Yes, we were founded in the parking lot of Trinity Lutheran Church in downtown Milwaukee to care for the needs of children who were underserved. When we were founded, a group of progressive individuals came together and thought that children would do better in loving Christian homes rather than in institutions. And that was the founding of our adoption program, which is still going strong today. When some of our youth went off to the Vietnam War, they came back with addictions issues that weren't being addressed when they came home. That was the beginning of the work that we were doing with addictions. Our addictions program was founded to help veterans manage the addiction issues that were unseen at that time. So in our addiction program, we developed group counseling to manage addictions as well as individual counseling. But we needed to address the needs of the family at that time as well. That was where our family counseling services route began, and the roots for our counseling services began out of our addictions work. Getting back to the work that we were doing with children, we wanted to address those needs as well. And we recognized that there wasn't as much support available to students in schools as there in private schools rather than public schools. So we went into Lutheran schools to help become the support bridge to mental health services. Out of that, in 2023, we opened our child therapy expansion on site at our Wauwatosa location. So we continue to counsel people across the lifespan. We continue our adoptions program as well as our addictions work to address the needs of the greater Milwaukee community as well as people throughout Wisconsin.
Okay, well, obviously with counseling, you have that empathy and compassion piece, and it's so important as it relates to supporting people in so many different ways. Why is your mission of supporting youth and families facing complex mental health challenges and access to care so important? And then how does it shape the care that you provide?
Our clinic is dedicated to supporting youth, adults, and families who are facing complex mental health challenges, especially those that are underserved. It's an important part of the work we do. These groups are often facing significant barriers in accessing care, and many of these individuals have experienced complex trauma that deeply impacts their mental health and their well-being. Our care at LCFS is grounded in Christian values. We focus on what you mentioned earlier, compassion, empathy, healing, and support. We offer trauma-informed and faith-based therapy, and we build trust and create a safe space for healing to occur.
It sounds wonderful. I'd like to learn more about, you know, what does a typical day look like at your clinic, and what are some of the behind-the-scenes efforts that people might not realize go into running a mental health facility?
Well, a typical day at our clinic, there's many things that go on for our therapists. That involves therapy sessions, providing individual and group therapy counseling for youth, adults, people coming to our clinic to address their addictions issues. Family support for many of our sessions involve working closely with families to provide guidance and support and resources, helping them navigate those challenges. Our leadership team involves outreach efforts, connecting people that we serve to the community to make certain that they have the correct resources in place to take what they're learning in session out into the community as well.
That's so critical, I think, too, that piece. You know, it's one thing to learn it, and then how are you going to apply it? You know,
not only
within your organization, but out in the community. That's a big piece.
Very true.
It's also meeting kids where they're at.
Yes.
And that's what you do. And I think just looking back at what's happened with COVID, everybody thought that families, kids, individuals would be resilient and bounce back really quickly, but that hasn't really happened. And so you're in a situation where you can meet kids and families exactly where they're at right now.
Yes.
And that's what you do. You don't put them on hold and say you're too busy. That I know.
And that's so much why we do what we do. It's because there's so many wonderful organizations out in our community that people may not even know exist. And we're here to highlight you, to bring awareness to the great work that you do so more people know about you, right?
Well, you know, I just tried to make a doctor's appointment, and they told me I had to wait until 2026 because they only take one new client a week.
Oh, wow.
And that's not meeting someone where they're at, you know. But I don't think you say no.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Well, as much as we can say yes, we do. We want to make certain that those individuals who are facing barriers, the ones who are overlooked, the ones who are facing challenges in accessing care, we work hard to break down those barriers.
Yeah. Well, is there a particular initiative or a unique program that has had a strong impact in your clinic?
Within the community, there has been one. We held a Christian Counseling Resource Fair for the greater Milwaukee community, a free resource fair at the Milwaukee Public Museum. We plan on having one this year as well. We called it the Night at the Museum, and our purpose was to raise awareness about Christian mental health resources available to the community with a focus on youth, families, and the underserved. So we had resource booths. We had various local organizations there, including Pillows with Wings, to offer information about the community resources, offer information about therapy, things that impact children and individuals, trafficking, internet safety, anxiety, addiction issues specific to youth, as well as interactive activities. This year we'll have some workshops and presentations as well.
That's awesome.
I was there. It was fabulous.
Oh, thank you.
It was a great learning experience, just the museum in itself, you know, but all the different vendors that were there to really give an idea of the availability.
Well, that's wonderful. That's exactly why something like this is so important. Doing the radio show, having events like that, getting out in the community to make people aware that you are there to provide the services. And if you don't have exactly what they're looking for, you probably can connect them to somebody who does, right?
There we go, yes.
Yeah. Well, I mentioned at the opening of the show the research that suggests that having a loving and supportive adult in a child's life is the single most common factor in how children overcome adversity and how they become more resilient, more empathetic, and compassionate, whether that adult is a parent, a grandmother, a godparent, a coach, a teacher, a neighbor, or a counselor. We're going to take a deeper dive into how the services at LCFS approaches that after our short commercial break. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to EIG, Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community, with your host, Jill Economo, on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Jill Economo, and I'm talking today with Carol Flannery from Lutheran Counseling and Family Services, Sean Leering from Lumen Schools, and Karen Ellenbecker, founder of Ellenbecker Investment Group and the Pillows with Wings nonprofit. We learned that having a loving, supportive adult in a child's life is the single most common factor in how children overcome adversity and become more resilient and empathetic and compassionate, all those great virtues and character strengths. So, Carol, what role do parents and caregivers play in the mental health treatment of their children, and how does your program evolve and support them in the process?
Parents and caregivers, guardians, are crucial in the mental health treatment of their children. They provide that consistent emotional support that children need. And the real work for children begins when they leave our office. So we encourage parents to be active participants in the therapy session so that the treatment goals are reinforced at home with their children. Not only that, but parents are advocates for their children, parents, guardians, and caregivers. And they have to oftentimes help navigate the healthcare system and advocate for their children's needs to ensure that the care that the child needs is being followed up on.
Okay, so then how does your team step in during a crisis to support, to give support?
Well, we deployed crisis teams into the community. Our crisis support team is there for the community, for the Lutheran community and the community in general. During the Waukesha parade tragedy, if there's a suicide in a school shooting, community violence, an unexpected death of a student, we deploy a crisis team to help people navigate through that, offering immediate support to the community. We can recommend follow-up care, and we provide stability during those times of chaos. So we're there to serve in those times and help stabilize not necessarily the situation, but the reaction that the community has to the situation.
Well, and I don't think we can talk about community without talking about collaboration, right? You know,
yes.
And how important that piece is. How do you collaborate then with other organizations to support this overall well-being of the youth that you serve?
Well, we're committed to helping youth navigate through their challenges, and that means that we help them find resources in the community as well so that they can be the best that they can be. We partner with youth programs. We partner with the Lutheran Church. We partner with Lutheran schools. And in doing so, we provide a support system to youth and families and the community. Karen, jump in.
Well, you know, this is such a dear conversation to my heart, and I'm going to start out with Pillows with Wings, which my listeners know is based on my own experience raising my grandchildren. And we're going back almost 25 years, but I did not have the collaboration of your services. I didn't have the collaboration of going to the school and talking to the school. Quite frankly, I didn't know how to do that. I had so much shame. I had so much fear. I was the person that put my head in the ground, in the sand, and hoped that if I did everything right, everything would turn out right. And what I've learned through Pillows with Wings is that speaking with you, Carol, and collaborating and understanding more about the importance of having the school, having the counselors on your side and helping you work through these issues, working with Sean at Lumen Schools and being able to understand that parent engagement is so difficult, but then I can say, wait a minute, I've been there with parent engagement. I had so much shame. I didn't want to talk about the things that were going on. So the gift of collaborating with your services, with the principals, with the teachers, it is a whole different game from my perspective. And the thing that I find out now is when I'm at the schools, the parents say to me, how can you help me? What can you tell me about it? And I say, talk to your school, talk to your class, have a team. I didn't know to do that. And so now working with Pillows with Wings and working so closely with you, knowing that our K-5 through 8th grade program mirrors what you're doing when you're talking individually with these children, knowing that Sean is behind us with the school, supporting us, all of a sudden it's a whole different feeling. As a parent, you feel there is someone out there. There is someone that's got my back. There is someone that understands what's going on. You don't feel like you're alone, but it all comes from trust. It comes from collaboration. It comes from the willingness to push beyond your own fears, because I was very afraid. And so, quite frankly, everyone, when my son was incarcerated, when things were, everyone, it was as if he was dead. Nobody talked about it. But we're opening up conversations mm-hmm. for children, for parents, to feel supported and to feel loved and to feel free. And the teachers are becoming more transparent from the conversations. So what we've learned is that when we collaborate around a shared purpose, we don't just serve the child, we strengthen the whole community.
Mm. And earlier, before the show began, we were talking about it takes a village to raise a child.
Yes.
This is what happens when the village succeeds.
Yeah.
And when the village fails, though, and we don't come together, it looks markedly different. But when we succeed, when we come together and we integrate together to make a difference in the lives of those we serve, we make an eternal difference as well.
Absolutely. Yes. I think that's really it, is making an eternal difference. And
well,
I love
and it
that.
Really, it really tells you that it shows you an example of what can happen when education, faith, and emotional wellness come together. The partnership doesn't just support children, but it also helps them to understand their feelings, and it helps the parents to understand what's going on with their children and understand that all children aren't alike, they're all different. And it's a beautiful gift.
Yes, it
to
is.
Watch it unfold. It's mm-hmm. beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Well, Carol, if you can share some stats or give us an idea of the impact of your clinic's work and the growing demand for your services.
Well, back in 2018, the years before COVID that Karen was mentioning, we were at a little over 5,000 individual sessions at LCFS per year. This past year, we closed out the year with almost 12,500
wow.
individual sessions. Almost 4,000 of those sessions were with youth. 30 families in the community received adoption service support. And we responded to, we had 73 community crisis response sessions. We also have, I can't talk about our agency without talking about the people who are making a difference. And one of the ways that people get involved in LCFS is through our wonderful volunteers. We have a thrift store, the Economy Center, where all the proceeds go into supporting our work. We have over 240 individuals throughout the state who are volunteering their time to support our mission of caring for the community.
And so if people want to learn more about those pieces, you
yes.
know, where would they go to get that information?
Absolutely. www.lcfswi.org. They can follow us on Facebook or Instagram as well.
Okay. Well, to end this portion of our time together, what message of hope or encouragement would you like to leave with our listeners who might be going through a difficult time with their child's mental health?
It's important for them to remember that they're not alone, that they are not alone in their struggles, and that many families are facing challenges with their children's mental health. remember that healing is possible and reach out for help. There's strength in the community that we talked about. Lean on your community, whether that's family, friends, your church, or local organizations, to connect with others. And don't hesitate to seek that help, whether it's through therapy, support groups, trusted resources, the principal, your pastor. There's a network of professionals and organizations that are ready to help you and your child.
Wonderful. Well, can you share your website information one more time for those people if they want to grab a pen and write that down?
Yes, www.lcfswi.org.
Okay, super. Thank you. Well, we've learned a lot about the importance of offering hope and encouragement to a child and being that mentor that can help them build that resiliency muscle in the face of adversity and how to help them be more empathetic and compassionate towards others. So what about teachers as one of those mentors? In our remaining segments today, we're going to learn about how a particular school approaches this in their own special way by nurturing confidence and purpose and making future-ready students. So stay tuned to learn more after our short commercial break.
Thanks for tuning in. This is EIG, Milwaukee's philanthropic community, with your host, Jill Economo, on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Welcome back to Milwaukee's philanthropic community, brought to you by Ellen Becker Investment Group. I'm your host, Jill Economo, Director of Community Relations. And joining our conversation about the importance of role models and mentors to help teach empathy, resiliency, confidence, and purpose in children is Sean Leering from Lumen Schools. Thank you for joining the conversation, Sean.
Thank you, Jill. Happy to be here. Thank you, Carol.
We welcome you being here and look forward to what you have to share today. Well, we talk about the importance of empathy and resiliency and compassion, all that stuff, in terms of serving children, not only in the education space, but outside of that, right? But why did you in particular want to get involved in that education space?
Yeah, pretty easy. I have had adults pour into me throughout my life. And adults still, even though I'm an adult, they still pour into me. And without the community of starting with my parents and family and beyond that, I wouldn't be anywhere without them. So I just believe in the power of coming around and rallying around children. I believe Christ loves compels us to work in that way.
Mm, wonderful. I love that. Well, what inspired the start of Lumen Schools, and how has the network grown, let's say, over the past 20 years?
Yeah, 20 years ago, Milwaukee was a different place in some respects. When it came to Lutheran schools and many other denominational church-based schools, they were closing at pretty alarming rates. And so a number of Lutherans got together. We've expanded beyond that, but a bunch of Lutherans got together and said, hey, our schools are closing, and that means there's less educational opportunity for kids in the city, and we've got to do something about it. So we started Lumen with it, which is Lutheran Urban Mission Initiative. It's simply a mission to the city. And started that first year, 20 years ago, with 76 students on one campus. And then organically now the Lord has blessed us and we have 7 campuses, about 1,500 students in Milwaukee, 1 technically in Wauwatosa serving Milwaukee students, and then in Racine as well.
Wow, that's quite a growth rate over 20 years. Well, tell us what makes Lumen Schools unique among Milwaukee and Racine schools.
Yeah, first of all, I said it just a moment ago, Christ's love compels us. We think that Christ has done so much for us and our understanding of the faith that we can't help but try to share that love with others. So we love children, we love families, and that guides everything that we do. And we see a real need. You don't have to be real in tune to the education space in Milwaukee to know that there are challenges, and there are significant challenges, and we have children being left behind each and every day, and it's our job to make a difference there. So we do that, first of all, by talking about who you are in Christ and your character and building character, and that's the foundation for a really strong academic education and future-ready education.
Mm. Well, share more with us then about the mission to serve low-income minority students, and why is that so important?
Yeah, if you listen to the news, you probably hear the challenges, but the best kept secret, and it should not be a kept secret, is that our children are absolutely fantastic. We have fantastic families, fantastic children in places like Milwaukee, and they need advocates and they need people to help them overcome barriers that I didn't experience in the same way as I was growing up. So when you have a community come around, address the barriers in real ways, and then have high expectations and help people to help children to get there, a lot can be done.
Okay, and I'm curious, you talked about this being a guiding force is the faith piece. What role does that play in the education and the community at Lumen Schools?
Yeah, it's the basis for everything that we do. We are a faith-based organization. We are Christian to our core. We hire people that care deeply about and understand deeply what God has done for them. And we simply reflect that. And so we reflect that in everything from discipline conversations to addressing barriers to what does the academic program look like? One where we have much bigger responsibility than the state could ever give to us. We have the responsibility of the hearts and minds and faith of children. So that guides us in every single aspect of our school.
Mm. Well, how are you helping students to build their confidence and their resiliency muscles, if you will, to prepare for career awareness and readiness through this program that you have called Opportunity Expo?
Yeah, Opportunity Expo is one of the things that we do under the Opportunity Academy. And the idea is this. Children need real confidence. They need confidence that is realistic. Sometimes in Milwaukee, things happen like we're not always honest with children. We tell them where they're doing really well, and they're not necessarily doing well academically. It doesn't mean that they don't have dignity. It doesn't mean that they don't have great things. So what we want to do is we want to share the future with them. So we partner with organizations and individuals who share their career journey, exposing to careers and helping children to figure out what they reach to and what is the pathway to get there. And we know through our own study that confidence is built when you connect with an adult and when you can do that in a real way, and that can happen in as little as 30 minutes, your life can truly change and you start to reach for something you've never reached for before.
And so this, what goes on at this Opportunity Expo?
The Opportunity Expo, the program goes through all K to 8, especially middle school. The Opportunity Expo is actually happening on the end of this school year, and it is focused on eighth graders. And we bring eighth graders together. We have it at Concordia University, so they get a college tour. They understand a little bit about college, meet some college students. But most importantly, they develop a resume and sit down with professionals, share their resume, get feedback on their resume, and then do a two-way interview where they interview the adults that are with them there. They hear some keynotes and some other things as well. But we find that it's those connections that really get children excited about walking into high school and choosing their future.
And providing that mentorship. You know, we talked a little bit about that in previous segments about how important it is and how research shows that as long as a child has somebody that is supporting them in some capacity, whether that's a parent, a teacher, a counselor, a grandmother, a godparent, or all of the above, right, how important that piece is. And so you guys are really helping them to build that readiness and awareness through that program, which is awesome. And it goes without saying that families, of course, are so important to provide that love and that support and that hope and encouragement in a very special way. But we talked also about in our earlier segments about how it takes a village. And it's so important for schools and families and the community in general to work together in order to accomplish this. After our break, Sean is going to talk a little bit more about the work Lumen Schools is doing. And then we'll have some closing thoughts. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to EIG, Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community, with your host, Jill Economo, on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Welcome back to Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community, brought to you by Ellen Becker Investment Group. I'm your host, Jill Economo, Director of Community Relations, and I'm talking in our last segment today with Sean Learing from Lumen Schools and Carol Flannery from LCFS. and Karen Ellenbecker, founder of Ellenbecker Investment Group and the Pillows with Wings nonprofit. So, Sean, share with us how Lumen Schools supports not just your students, but entire families as well.
Jill, you talked before about compassion, empathy, resilience. We have great families and parents who are working tremendously hard to provide the best possible situation and education for their children. The only way that we can do that is by building social capital for them and for us, and that's through partnerships. We facilitate partnerships, but we can't do all of the work. And that's what makes partnerships with LCFS and Carroll so important to us. We can't provide counseling, but we have experts and people who can do the real work and know what it looks like and know how to do it in our school. So things like counseling are game-changing for children and sometimes families, but specifically children who are going through traumatic events or have other developmental challenges that sitting down and talking with someone who knows what they're talking about is helpful. And we do more than that. I was just reminded recently of a parent who came to us and said, one of the reasons I love Lumen Schools is because I never share this, she says this, I never share this information, but I'm living in a shelter. And the minute the faculty found out, they supported me in ways I never could have imagined. I absolutely love your schools because it's clear that you care and this compassion goes beyond just students. And then it's the other things like 30,000 meals a month and connecting to social work and some of the other things that we do once we understand exactly what the needs are. And the other piece is those all are barriers to learning. If you, we do dental screenings and things like that too. If you have physical challenges or other challenges, it's hard to sit and learn. So we think that fits really well with our mission.
And I think it's so important that you provide support to the families because it really does involve everybody. If the child is suffering or has certain issues that they need to talk with a counselor about, it affects the families. And so having that relationship with LCFS that can provide the support, that extended support to the family is just awesome. Well, how do you balance academic excellence with this real life challenge that many students face, whatever that looks like?
Yeah, I see two extremes and we have to avoid both of them. One of them is get the academics done regardless or not acknowledging that there are challenges that children truly have to work through. And then the other end is saying like, well, you don't have to work, you don't have to do math today, you don't have to, which hurts children ultimately when children are 2 or 3 years behind. So you've got to balance those. And that means for us, it's whatever it takes, scaffolding help. That means we understand, we work really hard to use our partners like LCFS, understand where children actually are, and then plan for both their academics and their social emotional needs. Both of them are important. One, we can't neglect necessarily one and the other. So we have high expectations and high support. You need both of those. And then we know that children rise to that. We know that families rise to that. And that's what our children and families are asking for.
Well, talk then more about this partnership, that these partnerships that you have. What role do they play, both businesses and community organizations? How do they play into the work that you do?
Yeah, we have dozens and dozens of partnerships led by, again, LCFS, which has been super responsive. And we're always looking for not just partners, not just vendor relationships, but true relationships between us and the other organizations so that the mission is clear all the way through. So that's what we're looking for. One that we're expanding are with our businesses. The more we can get businesses, professionals in front of our children, the more dreams change. And I mean in positive ways. More realistic about what I can do, and we want that ceiling to be high, but we want them to understand what it's going to take to get there at an early age. So in high school, they can start to make some more informed decisions about their future.
You also have this wonderful partnership with Karen Ellenbecker and Ellenbecker Investment Group with regard to Pillows with Wings.
Yeah, thank you. Karen has been just absolutely phenomenal. Another high touch, high relationship organization that we get to work with. And you can see that because, first of all, in how they interact with us, but also in, like, that's their program. Their program is, how do you create, so thank you, Karen, how do you create a program that ultimately creates a space where children can be vulnerable? I teach some leadership skills, or try to facilitate it. I'm doing more learning than teaching. But one of the things that we talk about is being vulnerable. If you can be vulnerable, you can learn and you can connect with people. And that's hard for children. It's hard for adults. So creating that space where you can say, this is who I am, this is what has happened to me, and then work with people to work through that is absolutely critical. We call that building belonging. Children have to feel like they belong in the spaces that they're in, and Pillows with Wings and LCFS help us do that.
Yeah, and that, again, speaks to that, those character strengths, you know, the compassion, the empathy, the resiliency, all those things, which is so, so important. Let's talk about funding for a minute. So, you know, we all know that there are funding gaps out there. What challenges does that create for your school?
It is one of the most significant challenges that we have. Without getting too wonky about it, the state of Wisconsin has declared something called a low revenue ceiling. And basically, that's the minimum amount any school district should be funded. And we're below that. So K-8 private schools are the only one that are below that threshold, meaning we get thousands and thousands less per child when compared to other sectors. And yet, we're getting some great results, and children are responding. But in a more competitive, when you're trying to pay teachers what they deserve, that's very, very difficult. That's one of the major initiatives we have is working with our partners, and we have many of them, individual donors and foundations that help to support us closing that gap.
Well, you mentioned great results. You know, we love to hear impact stories or proof of performance. So, you know, how do you know that what you're doing works? What are you most proud of as you celebrate your 20th anniversary? Congratulations.
Thank you.
By the way. And what's next for Lumen?
It's hard to pick one thing I'm most proud of, so let me pick two. one is that according to state report cards, we add value. Our children progress faster than the average in Milwaukee, and that's specifically academically. But then I always come back to relationships and the partnerships that we form, and one of the most significant ones we have is with our parents. We are 90. The first time that we can enroll for the next school year starts in February. So in February, we're enrolling for the next school year. 95% of our seats are filled in the first 20 days of that enrollment period.
That's wonderful.
Which just means parents, and every survey says the same things. The stories of impact from parents are huge. They talk about, some of them talk about even about how they've changed their parenting styles simply because of the great teachers and staff and partners that they get to interact with, going, I can do this better. And as a parent myself, we can always do something a little bit better.
That's true. I would echo that statement. Well, we love to share or allow our organizations to share with our listening audience how the audience can then support the mission of the organization, because people might be listening and they love your mission, they love what you stand for, they love kids, they love education, they want to get involved somehow. How can listeners get involved in supporting your mission and your impact that you're obviously having?
Most specific ways. One is we do, and I say this humbly yet boldly, we need help closing that funding gap. So we need people who are willing to support us financially. And then second off, we need professionals, doesn't matter what profession. But in that process, you give me as little as a half hour. If I can stretch you to 45 minutes, I will. And you sit down with our kids, your life will be changed and so are theirs. Those are the two things we need most specifically.
Okay. And what is the best way for people to get a hold of either you or Lumen Schools in general?
Yeah, please visit our website at www.lumenschools.org. That's L-U-M-I-N schoolsisplural.org.
Okay. Well, we're coming to the close of the show, and it goes by fast, the time that we have together. Just in maybe a minute or less, do any of you actually have closing thoughts that you'd like to share with our audience today?
Coming together to support the overall well-being of youth creates a shift. It creates a shift within our agency. It creates a shift within the family, and it strengthens individuals. It helps people realize that they truly aren't alone, because the success that we're hoping for, each individual who walks through our doors, is the same success that our partner organizations are looking for as well.
I would just hope that you can start by getting rid of the noise that you might hear on the evening news and hear this message. Our children are worth it. They are created by a creator and who loves them and gives them dignity, and you should believe in them, because every day we see the impact of great teachers and great adults being in front of kids.
Yeah, I mean, they're created and designed for excellence, right?
Yeah, right.
The excellent creator.
Every child has potential. Every child has potential.
Yeah. Well, I thank you for those closing thoughts. I want to thank my guest today, Carol Flannery from Lutheran Counseling Family Services, Sean Leering from Lumen Schools, and Karen Ellenbecker, founder of Ellenbecker Investment Group and Pillows with Wings nonprofit. Thank you all for sharing how you support the youth in the community through your love, your caring, your sharing, of all the ways that you help to nurture resiliency and empathy, compassion, mentoring, all kinds of really great character strengths and virtues. I appreciate you all joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. If you'd like further information about what we talked about today, you can reach out to Lutheran Counseling and Family Services, Lumen Schools, or Karen Ellenbecker directly. And if you know of a great organization that is doing great work in our community, like our guests that are featured today, you can email me at jill@ellenbecker.com. I encourage you to tune in next Sunday morning at 10 to Milwaukee's philanthropic community to learn more about the ways people and organizations are contributing to making our community a great place. You can tune in to News Talk 1130 on your radio, your computer, or your cell phone. You can also visit our website at ellenbecker.com to listen to previously aired shows, and you can now listen on demand. If you have a heart to serve in some way, give some thought first to who you want to serve and then how you want to do it. Maybe you have a passion to help children. Maybe it's the elderly. Maybe it's veterans or emotionally or physically challenged individuals in our community. And then think about your gifts and your talents and how you can use them to make a difference in someone's life somehow. Our guests have shared today many ways that they're using their gifts to serve children. Maybe that's something that resonates with you. If you're unsure of who you want to support, I recommend taking a listen to a few of over 400 interviews where nonprofits share how they're making a difference. And if your interests align with their mission, get involved somehow. Just take that first step. And before you know it, you'll be having an impact in a big way. Whatever gift you want to share, whether it's donating, volunteering, or advocating, or all of those, I suggest that you just go for it. Karen Ellenbecker often says, a gift isn't a gift until it's given away. So I'm sure anything you do will be appreciated. I encourage you to take that time to figure out how you want to be a blessing and give a blessing. Thanks for listening today, and have a great day.